This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine that sound bearing down on you. That's what it was like in Puerto Rico. Fiona packs a punch. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that's how we get started here this week. A week that will send off a queen to start things off. But first, let's go to the Hurricane Center. The forecast of Fiona dropping 12 to 18 inches of rain. Maximum winds were up to like 30, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. There was a bridge that was just swept away during Hurricane Fiona. You can actually see it. Just pop it in your search engine, Hurricane Fiona disappearing bridge. It's crazy to see. And of course, all of Puerto Rico is in just a total blackout because of Fiona. So what a nightmare. Knowing that it was headed in that direction, you can only brace for so much. And, you know, it's catastrophic with the urban flooding across the whole island, and also the Dominican Republic, the eastern side of that. Mudslides, landslides are things that may happen in some of the other areas once all of this moves all the way through. So Fiona is the third of the Atlantic hurricane season for 2022, and the forecast to become a major hurricane, storm of a Cat 3 or higher, we'll see in about 48 hours or so, just east of the Bahamas. But the conditions are terrible, and they absolutely were awful in Puerto Rico. The governor confirmed that it was an outage all the way across, the entire electrical system out of service. And so they've got protocols that kick in place, but it affected about 1.5 million customers, and it just got worse and worse and worse. You know, you think about Hurricane Maria, if you remember that, go back to 2017, and that was awful for Puerto Rico, where you had people that didn't have electricity for months. But they don't think it's going to happen this time, that they're better prepared, and it won't quite be the same thing, that it'll go back on. But it's not good, and there are certainly people that are suffering at this moment. And it's watching the path of Fiona to see what happens along that Atlantic Ocean track, which is a model. I just looked at one of the models, you know, because they have several models, and it doesn't look like it's going to hit Florida. It looks like it veers back off into the ocean. It goes through those islands, and then it's out. But in Puerto Rico, they have 120 shelters. They've got 25,000 cots, and a lot of them are already being taken up. The classes have been canceled for Monday. Government workers are staying home if they still have their homes intact. And it's just emergency workers who are out and about, even in the dark. And that's how that's expected to be. And the same thing with the Dominican Republic, parts of it where it got hit. And then it's all about that distribution of water. So nasty, nasty pieces of business that they are dealing with there. It's all about Queen Elizabeth. You know, more than 4 billion people are expected to watch the send-off, the funeral, for the Queen. There are going to be 96 bells that toll, God Save the Queen. That funeral is at 5:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, if you do the math, from the UK. 5:30 Eastern Time in the U.S., so 11 is really where it all happens in England. Our president is there. So are other world leaders. It is kind of like a who's who, and that's not a surprise. The iconicness and the reach of Queen Elizabeth for 70 years reigning in England is just an incredible number that may not be seen again in the near future. Buckingham Palace released a couple of the details about what they're doing to send off the longest reigning monarch in Britain. And 11 a.m. is London time. At Westminster Abbey is where the funeral will happen. It's where she was married. It's where she was crowned. And there will be a reverend, of course, that will lead the state funeral. There will be a sermon given by the Archbishop of Canterbury. There are going to be readings by the Secretary General of the Commonwealth and the British Prime Minister, who is new, Liz Truss. And then there's music. There was a piece that was commissioned along with an anthem that was composed for her in 1953 for her coronation. So they had plans that were in place for a while, and they just, you know, pulled out those plans, basically. She's going to be buried in St. George's Chapel in Windsor, and her funeral will be the biggest security operation in Britain since World War II, which I think is one of the fascinating parts of this, because of the amount of people that wanted to be there and the 70 heads of governments from around the world. It's a huge security challenge. So on Monday, snipers are stationed on rooftops. Surveillance drones are flying overhead. 10,000 ununiformed police officers on duty. 10,000 uniformed police officers on duty. Thousands of plain-clothed officers among the crowd. Bomb-sniffing dogs already patrolling some of the key areas. Private security guards assisting with crowd control as well. Police from every corner of the country have come to help. The Welsh Cavalry, the Royal Air Force, all lending a hand. Of course, hotels are booked to capacity. And with that, because of that, you've got hundreds of young soldiers who were sleeping on office floors and showering in portable stalls that were set up in parking lots near Buckingham Palace because there's just too many people. That's it. And of course, the big concern is also for the potential of injuries because of the crushes of people. The London has a tube system, which would be like a subway, and that's got an entrance only or exit only to work on the flow of people, and they're prepared if they have to shut down the stations. So imagine this undertaking, and all the government heads other than the President of the United States for the most part are being transported in buses to the funeral at Westminster Abbey and to a reception at Buckingham Palace on Sunday night. But because of the security risk of a president of the United States, there is an exception there because the presidential limousine, which they call the Beast, is allowed to be there and was flown to the UK. You still have hundreds of thousands of people who have waited for a long time to get the chance to walk past the Queen's coffin. And there are still people that are lining up and filling in the streets. 2 million people are expected to be on that city center area. And, wow. So the royal family will walk behind the Queen's coffin. I mean, this is a very big deal in this send-off for Queen Elizabeth II. And many Americans are going to get up early, and they are going to watch this because they think the ratings, all the networks have sent people there, and some of the cable stations have as well. The fascination with the royal family doesn't stop in the UK. What else happened over the weekend? We're preparing for a holiday already.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Yes, 97 days till Christmas. I know. Did you think it was Christmas? I'm sorry if I confused you. Everywhere I go now, that's all I'm seeing. Christmas, 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 Christmas. It's not just a few stores. It was a few stores initially, and I keep thinking, didn't we just put our flip-flops away? Isn't summer just officially over? And we haven't even done the pumpkin thing yet, or the turkey thing, or a few other holidays in between. But I just thought I would remind you, as kind of a public service for everybody listening to the show, that in case one of the 15 stores you go into doesn't let you know that Christmas is almost here, it is 97 days, which in a way, it's just mind-boggling, isn't it? Think about it. 2022 seems like it just zipped by to me. I don't know. Somebody told me one time, and I kind of agree with the saying, the days are long, but the months are short. So think about that, right? It does feel like this year just absolutely flew. And, 97 days, and before you know it, we'll be into 2023, and what can we expect? And, of course, politically speaking, all eyes are on what's going to happen in the midterm elections, and then going from there, what happens into 2023 when you gear up for a presidential election, which is 2024, you know, you start to hear more of the conversations about who else is running, meaning who else Democratic-wise or Republican-wise. You know, people think it's going to be the Biden-Trump show part two, but it might not be. We don't know that for sure, because once you declare, then the alarm bells go off and you have to get everything in order and do the whole election thing, you know, so to speak, and earmark money for spots and all the things that happen once it becomes official. I mean, we know that the dance with the Republicans seems to be DeSantis and Trump and Biden for the Democrats, but there are other Democrats who have expressed interest. So, and he hasn't officially said, I mean, he's going to turn 80. He hasn't officially said that he is running again. We're just assuming based on some of what we've seen, right? And the same with Trump. I mean, he teases, he throws out teasers about it, and you would assume that that's going to happen. But you know what they say about assumptions. So none of that is official. The people who are representing us in both chambers, in the House and the Senate, the people who represent you locally, a lot of those spots obviously on the line in the midterm election. So we'll see what those numbers are like. All right, bouncing back to the reality of where we are on the timeline right now today. I started off, of course, talking about Fiona and watching the path of Fiona and what's happened in New Orleans. There's a couple of other interesting things that have trickled in probably in the last, you know, week or so. And one of them is one of the things that I think is interesting is we talk about, you know, we talk about COVID and where we are with COVID. And is that in the rear view mirror? I mean, are we still talking about concerns about Omicron and, you know, there's the booster shots that are made available and schools for the first time feel like they're really vibrant and open, I think. But there still is talk about, you know, we're going into the fall and what about flu shots and what about COVID and where do we go from here? The CDC is looking at things they screwed up and could have done better. They're sort of doing their own audit on COVID. And I'm wondering, in an unofficial poll, what people are talking about in your circles. Are people saying, well, you know what, this is something we live with, and we look at the cases, it's down weekly, almost, you know, 8.5%. The hospitalizations are down 6.7%, and we know that there are cases, and some of the cases are bad depending on if you have factors like diabetes or underlying conditions or any of that kind of stuff. And now we know that there are, you know, there were COVID shots for young kids that were available in June, but really not a lot of them received them. They looked at, you look at the numbers, and according to the numbers, there wasn't a lot of interest in vaccines for young children. In D.C. is a great example. 21% of kids 6 months to 4 years old have gotten one shot, and just 7% have gotten both doses. So, and then in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, they, this less than a percent. It's like 0.2%. So, my question is, do you feel like we are looking at this in the rearview mirror? Do we feel like it's, you know, forget about it? In Florida, with DeSantis running for governor again, part of his campaign ad is about that, is you see people that are saying, thanks to Ron DeSantis, for Governor DeSantis, for keeping us free, for keeping us working, for keeping us going to schools, for, you know, all the things that Florida did throughout the thick of COVID. That's a huge campaign message
for him. So, I mean, how in this past couple of years, how much do you trust the public health guidance and the institutions? And there are a lot of studies being done, and Harvard did one that showed that Americans are concerned about how public health institutes function, even that we don't give them positive ratings, that we're concerned about decisions on vaccinations, and we don't have a trust in our health care system. If you just say health care system in general, I say there isn't. I think the numbers, some of the numbers that I'm seeing are absolutely 100% right. I think there is a hesitancy, especially after what we've just seen. I mean, 2.5 years into the pandemic, there was this, in the beginning, there was this urgency for the vaccinations, and now the messaging has kind of cooled off somewhat. I think we got into this sort of overload situation, right? And how important was it? And did you have to get it? And is there still fear surrounding the coronavirus? And now people, this is what it is. I think people are more comfortable, which sounds weird to say, but are more comfortable with having COVID. Like, I don't mean they want COVID, but, you know, you have the test, you get the test, and then people are taking some of the medications you can take if you get it. I know people that have gotten COVID twice. I know somebody, and they're older too, they've gotten COVID 3 times, and 3 times they got extra treatment, and 3 times they felt weary and, you know, sleepy, weary, weak, and then bounced back. But they didn't get it in the height of COVID. They didn't get it when everything changed, when our world changed. And so, you know, BA5 is the most recent Omicron subvariant, and it's pretty much the dominant strain in the U.S. And vaccines really, according to even the CDC, give you limited protection. So where do things stand for you? Where do things stand for most people? And I think it's, we live with this. I think the attitude is we live with this. And if you get it, you know what to do, or you figure out what to do pretty quickly. That's where I think we're at anyway. But you can let me know what you think. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com for our unofficial poll. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And speaking of that, we're headed to the mailbag right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico 2 days before the 5th anniversary of Hurricane Maria and 33 years to the day when Hugo landed there. The power grid on the island has been knocked out. In western Alaska, flooding affecting many coastal communities, the result of typhoon remnants in the region. With some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to close off the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to take place after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed there so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round off the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all the emails. As always on this show, k2kkalaniradio.com, 24/7. This one from Robbie. He says, hi, Kate. I know you're a huge sports fan. I listen to you. I used to listen to you in New York on WFAN. You did a great job. A lot of people miss you in New York, including me. Thank you for that. And he says, when do you do Nail the Score? Because I want to play Nail the Score. If I don't call in, I at least in the beginning, because of my job, I will send in my guesses. When is that? It is on Tuesday, first hour, last segment. So Tuesday, first hour, last segment, you can either call in or, like Robbie says, send an email. And, of course, I'll remind everybody about that. And it's a whole lot of fun because if you win, you're just, I pick a game of the week. You tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And if you are correct, if you correctly nail the score, you win some amazing prizes. And I would love for somebody to do that, to nail the score. So you know, you never know. You could be the one. It was an interesting week in the NFL. In our next hour, we do the Man Cave, and I'll recap a lot of those games. I will tell you that it was like heart attack football day. So, I mean, teams that you thought, no way are they going to win, rally back. I'll tell you one. Tua for the Dolphins. I really have liked him since his college football playing days. And I'll tell you what, he led the Dolphins back like nobody's business with 6 touchdowns. And the improbable happened. I guess anything can happen on any given Sunday. But the improbable happened in looking at that game. The Dolphins beat the Ravens 42-38. Yeah. I mean, there's some clutch moments in that game. He threw for 469 yards. Crazy. Okay, how about this from Matt, who says, Kate, you know, I'm not into the Queen Elizabeth thing. I mean, I think she did an incredible job, it sounds like, as monarch in my whole young childhood. I'm 40 years old. You heard about Queen Elizabeth. And I think some of the aspects of her life are interesting. But boy, is my fiancé into it. So naturally, we are getting up. She does a lot of nice things for me. So we are getting up to watch the whole thing. I am wondering who I should tune into, because we don't really have a station. We're streamers. Would you tune into one of the major networks, or would you go cable? Wait, so you're asking for my advice as to, do you go with David Muir and ABC? Do you go with NBC or CBS? I think it's all going to be the same. And if you don't have a favorite network, you know, it would be really cool is to tune into the BBC. And some of us get that on our cable. So that would be my answer. Tune into the real deal. To the, you know, they've got correspondence that covered her from almost end to end. I mean, not completely, but covered a lot of the Queen. So, yeah, if I was picking the source, I would go to the source. The best source, it would be the BBC TV. But if not, I don't know, maybe I would just flip on one of the networks, maybe ABC, whichever one. To me, that's the same, because I'm a streamer too, so there, I don't have any favorite advice for that, who would have the best coverage on the American networks, I guess, right? I don't have that. Okay, then there's another thing here about the Queen, and this is from Meg. And she says, Kate, how do you think the King will do? How do you think Charles will do now that he finally gets the throne? Do you think he can live up to Queen Elizabeth's legacy? Well, that is the question, isn't it, right? That it's been all this time, and now he finally has it. And you think of the history that she was through, so he won't be through that. He's 73. The monarch is a figurehead, basically, right? It's so ceremonial. He's the oldest person to ever take over the British throne. So he comes to this after a lifetime of really training, I would assume, because he's been near his mum and he's had to do different things in his role. So if I'm looking at it from that point of view, I think she leaves a void, and I think the Brits aren't quite sure if they're comfortable with the man who wasn't in the spotlight, except for Princess Diana, to me, and now steps into the major role. But it's not the same. The monarchy is not the same. The crown is not the same as it was, of course, in ancient times. So my answer is, it's long live the king, and let's see. Let's see if the pomp and circumstance, which he's already been through, can he execute that? And I think the answer is, of course he can. You know what's crazy? I'll tell you what's crazy is what they inherit, how much the whole royal shebang is worth. And currently, with everything all pulled together, all the assets, the royals' asset wealth, so buildings, land, mineral rights, oh yeah, they have those, art, and all the other treasures that have been acquired since Edward the Confessor 1,000 years ago, $23 billion. Yeah, 23 billion. I mean, the Royals, I didn't know all this stuff. I mean, I knew it would be a sensationally huge number, right? But they have hundreds of miles of the British coastline that they own, right? The Ascot race course, the Oval Cricket Ground, and many of London's private members' clubs are also part of, like, the royal property. It's a massive portfolio. I mean, land and buildings don't just stop in England, Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland. That's a big chunk of where their wealth is, the estates that they have. Incredible. And individually, like, King Charles is worth about $1 billion. And because he inherits from his mother. So he inherits land. He inherits these castles, all of that, you know. And it's not published. Ultimately, it's not specifically published because, of course, and this is how the royals roll, it was determined, it makes sense, a long time ago in 1820 that the monarch's will doesn't have to be published. So who gets what and how much all of it, this is worth and that is doesn't ever really come out. It's just estimates that are pretty close, I would say. So here's a curious question. Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, their wealth is about $22 million. And most of Harry's money, of course, comes from his inheritance, though, from his mother. So there you go. All right, something completely different. How about this one? This one is from Joseph, and Joseph says, I have to just laugh out loud when I see what's happening with the migrants who are being dumped in places like Martha's Vineyard by the Florida governor and also the Texas governor as they are trying to make a point. And now I guess they're going to be investigated, or at least DeSantis is, for what they're calling inhumane acts. Do you think that anything will really come of the two governors sending migrants to these sanctuary cities where, once again, they're trying to make a point that you take care of it because you're not taking care of the border? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The part of the story that's now this new thread is that you have you had 50 Venezuelan migrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard. And the whole idea DeSantis did it was to shine a light on the immigration problems. So a state representative said they're requesting the Department of Justice open an investigation to hold the governor of Florida and others accountable for what they're calling inhumane acts, saying it is morally criminal and there are legal implications around fraud, kidnapping, deprivation of liberty, and human trafficking. That's what he's saying, that this was human trafficking. His name is State Rep Dylan Fernandez. And so they're going to see what the response is, and they've already talked to the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins, and they're pushing for a response from the Department of Justice as to whether or not that they can do anything with this. So, boy, I don't know. On the other hand, what's so interesting is the people in Martha's Vineyard did a lot of things to help the people that were flown in there. They gave them water, they gave them clothes, they housed them and saw them back off again. So they got treated sort of with this red carpet that was rolled out for them. We'll see if the Department of Justice gets involved. Again, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Fair or foul, next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I think somebody's excited about the game that's coming up, the doubleheader to round out the week in the NFL. That would be the Vikings, their mad, crazy drinking song to recognize who they're named after, the Vikings. They take on the Eagles. And just so everybody out there listening knows, we like to have fun on this show, and we have Fair or Foul coming up. And you can hear laughing probably in the background, Jeremy Paulson, who is a huge Vikings fan. And I, of course, grew up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So it's only natural that we would have a bet. And I think he's a little nervous about having to wear an Eagles hat when the Eagles beat the Vikings.
I feel bad for you wearing Vikings because I like you, you know.
Yeah.
You're a good friend, but you're going to have to wear Viking stuff.
Yeah. You have those women that wear those cheesy wigs with those giant whatever they are.
That should make you wear like those horned helmets.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you should wear, Viking horned helmets.
No. Yeah. I think it's the worst. The Vikings fans to me are like one step below the Raider fans who garb themselves out. All garbed out in their purple people eater outfits.
At least we're not sore winners.
Sore winners. Oh, this is just the entree. So now it's time for Fair or Foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
So I say the hard foul is having to wear any Vikings gear, but I know that there's probably people listening to us that are Vikings fans, and it's all in good fun. Philadelphia is favored by 2.5 points, but point spreads mean nothing, as we know from this week in the NFL. So anything can happen. So here's the first fair or foul for you, Jeremy Paulson. A doubleheader on Monday night. Do you think that's fair? I mean, how much football does one have to consume? Do you like the idea of a doubleheader?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I work Sundays, so I don't get to watch much football on Sunday. And a doubleheader on Monday, yeah, I get my football fix. So.
I think some people think it's foul because it's too much football. I mean, I like football, too, and obviously I do it. I have a book about it, all that stuff. So it's different. But even my husband, he said, what, there's a doubleheader? Are you kidding me? And so that was like his reaction. Why? Why is there a double? I'm like, listen, because they want to make money, and the NFL isn't stupid, and they're trying to control some of the airwaves. So, you know, you've got a Thursday game, and then you've got your Sunday games, and now you happen to have these doubleheaders they throw in here and there, and that's happening. So, yeah, it's here. Deal with it. That's
exactly
what I say. So I say fair. You and I say fair, but I think there are people that would say foul to that.
For the people that work on the weekends.
That's right. If you're working and you get to watch it. You know what was so crazy is I was doing this show and doing NBC, so I was watching so many games, but watching pieces of them, I couldn't really watch a lot of the whole games. I love watching the whole game, sitting and watching the whole game. That's what you get to do on Monday.
Yep, with my roommates. It's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to send you a care package and get a picture of you in all the gear. It's going to be great.
In all the gear. Oh, my, oh, my.
Maybe
all right,
some face paint.
Yeah, face paint. Face painters are the worst. No face paint. You're crazy. All right, so we'll see what happens with that bet. The thing that I think has been so interesting is the different sports people are gravitating to. Lots of older people play this sport, but so do younger people. And I'm noticing it as I play tennis, is this thing called pickleball, right? It's an indoor-outdoor racket paddle sport. You got two players or four players. They hit this little hollow ball that's like 30. They have a 36-inch net, and they have the two solid paddles, and they go back and forth. It's different than tennis. It's like smaller. It's shorter. And what I think is interesting is the injuries to pickleball people are insane. The other day I was at this thing called cardio drumming, and this woman starts talking. She says, oh, yeah, my shoulder, I just had to have it repaired because last year I hurt it in pickleball. They gave me morphine when I rolled around on the court. I was like, what? And I bet more people, Jeremy, I'm not kidding, all ages, like 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, that have had these injuries from pickleball, that it stresses you. There's something about it that stresses you. But there's so many people that play it. And for seniors, there's so many seniors that play it. But also younger people, they're getting Achilles tendonitis, hamstrings, quad muscles, ankle sprains. Those are some of the injuries. So
my mom plays it, so I get what you're saying.
Go.
She has, like, hip stuff now.
Stuff that she didn't have. So right there, based on your own family. So I say pickleball, fair or foul?
I've never played it, so I can't really. I know she plays it. She loves it, you know. I remember growing up, my grandpa played racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have like that square room, and you have like kind of like a glove.
Yeah.
And you hit the little blue ball.
Yeah, I've played racquetball.
Yeah, like I remember that growing up, and then pickleball's new, but my mom plays it, so she likes it.
And she doesn't care if she hurt her hip and has to have it replaced eventually earlier than would maybe normally have happened
to her.
I don't
know if that's replaced. I just know she was talks about it. You know.
Well, I think it's so crazy. But right there, it's all these people. I'm just like, wow, tennis seems, it just seems safer to me. And still along those same lines, there's people listening to us that ride bikes, right? So bike, and it's very big where I am. And it was big in Dallas when I was in Texas. There were lots of people that rode their bicycles. And we think, okay, of course things can happen. But how about this thing with Amy Grant, the wife of Vince Gill, who's a singer? She hit a pothole. Like, people are on bikes and they hit potholes and they have these other things that happen. And she's got serious injuries that she's dealing. I mean, he's basically saying she needs to just stay still. She needs to do nothing. That's the best thing for her. The bike accident was terrible, that the recovery is that difficult. She had to cancel her tour, the whole thing. She was just riding with a friend and hit a pothole and flew off the bike.
Yeah, I totally can see that. It happens on motorcycles, too. Like, I'm just cruising on my motorcycle, hitting this huge pothole, and I'm like, flying 2 feet off my bike, but, you know, I get back on it, and I'm like, oh. But, yeah, it's, you know, kudos to those guys that go around fixing potholes.
No kidding. You know, there was even a program by, I want to say it was Domino's, because they got smart, because how could they're, you know, you're competing with everyone, the whole pizza thing, and they started repairing potholes, because they deliver, you know, so they're like, hey, we're going to repair potholes in your areas, and they did right. That to gain attention, but it's like, wow, these, when you're in a place, you're listening to us, and you're in a place where you get all that heavy snow, you get the potholes.
Yeah, the concrete breaks up, and, you know. You get big potholes and big cracks.
Oh, yeah. So on a motorcycle, if you don't see the pothole, you go flying up in the air?
Yeah, like you're just cruising like normal, and you don't see it coming, and once you see it coming, it's too late, you know, to be like, oh, I'm going to dodge it, you know, and you just hit it and go for the ride. And
that's it.
You just get
back on. All right, so in fair or foul land, how... Do you think this is fair or foul? Every time you turn around, you have Plus, Disney Plus, Peacock Network, they tease you with this great programming or shows, but you have to go and subscribe to this extra thing, and there's like paywalls galore. Everything is subscription-based, fair or foul.
We've actually already had this one, and I said foul because I spent like $100 on streaming services.
Oh, yeah.
Between
the pluses.
Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Peacock. And, yeah, it's just, you're like, $100 out of my check. No, there you go, streaming services.
Yeah, it's so rampant now.
Yeah.
I think every day, that's why I'm thinking about it, because nothing is, I mean, even newspapers, whatever, you can get newspapers, and then all of a sudden you got to pay for the extras.
Well, now it's kind of an issue. They had the football going on that you had to watch on Prime TV,
yeah.
And I guess it was messing up for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, that's
like,
nuts.
Know, it was just freezing constantly and just not good quality. It's
not good quality.
You know, come on, you're... Go back to TV, please.
Yeah, give us a break. All right, last one is we're out of time. Flip-flops in the winter, fair or foul?
In the winter?
Yeah.
Foul?
Ooh, I say fair, but I'm in a warm weather place. Chelsea Handler did a bit on this saying men have the worst...
It's cold.
Worse hygiene habits when it comes to pedicures.
Flip-flop with socks.
Flip-flops with socks. Oh, that's like something that my 80-year-old grandfather used to do. All right, fair or foul, Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com. I have a steal of the deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.